You've made it back for another edition of Bruising Banter. I didn't know. I thought about another name change because we've gone through a previous name change way, way, way back in the day, if you're familiar. Episode 65. Greg and James are my co-hosts. How the hell are you?
We here another week. Surprisingly, I'm not extremely tired, but you know, we on the fence.
Boo. Motherfucker's always tired, bro.
Every Wednesday, I've been having to go to Perryton, bro. And that drive back over there and back this way is insane.
You want to make excuses? You want to make history?
Hey, I'm making history, bro. I'm here.
All right. Well, I don't have no. I don't. I mean, I don't want to. I'm good. Whatever.
I mean, I was just asking how y'all were. I don't know what you're telling me. James, you need to talk to your boy about getting a Tesla so you can sleep in the car.
My
Yeah.
boy.
While you're driving.
Shut up. Stop.
Somebody may set it on fire, but he'd be all right.
Nah, bro, nah. I watched the movie the other day called Upgrade on Netflix, and they were in the future, and they had the self-driving cars like a Tesla, but they was driving. They were just in the back seat, big chilling, and then somebody hacked the car and put them in a wreck. Nah, I'm cool.
You know, you're speaking about the future. I have a lot of free time because my class has ended. So we're just there 8 to 5, basically doing clerical shit. And I know we've talked about time travel on the pod before, but I thought, man, if I'd go back, I wouldn't even try to warn people about, you know, bad shit that could happen. I would just want to see it unfold. So, you know, to be chilling near the grassy knoll or to be in the theater whenever John runs up on Abe. Or, you know, to be one of the guards at the gate whenever they roll up this horse, this big wooden horse, and they're like, hey, we got this gift for you.
You don't want to stop n none of that. You
Nah,
just
because
want to see
I believe in the
it.
butterfly effect, but it'd be like,
Okay.
hey, I know it's about to go crazy.
Well, wouldn't you be disturbing it though if you're just sitting there watching? Because what if somebody catches you and just like, hey, what you doing over here?
No, I mean, I would, so I would have my same brain, right? 2025 brain. I would just be transported into a body back then. So I know what's going
Oh.
on.
So instead of like your body being, it's just you're just transferring your mind to somebody over
But I
there.
mean, it could be me unless it's a bad time for black people, which I guess
I
if,
mean, that's any time.
yeah. So
So I mean,
maybe a
anything.
little less, maybe a little less melanin.
I don't know, bro, because I would feel like I would want to interfere with like just certain things and just fuck up the timeline going forward and. You know, bad shit just happens, like you said, a butterfly effect and mess everything up. Because I remember this one show way back when it was 1964 or something like that, and dude goes back into time and he ends up stopping the Kennedy assassination and everything. He goes back to the his present time and it's a dystopia. Like it's not even far in the future. He goes back to like 2016, 2015, and everything's just a disaster. Just a war just erupted in the U.S. and everything, and everything's just fucked up. So. I feel like I would do that on accident and go back and be like, you know what? That's on me. I fucked up.
Classic James.
Classic James indeed. I don't know how I feel about it. I think if I could, I would just go sports gamble, dude. God, I already know all the outcomes. Boy, I'm about to make some money, dude. Probably buy some stock.
Isn't that a scene in Hot Tub Time Machine where Buddy's like, hey, I bet this is gonna happen?
And
But then
oh
that
yeah.
squirrel pops out and fucks him up.
Yeah. See, something like that would happen with sports betting. I guarantee
Nah.
Sorry. It was just a random thought I had while I was in the office today. But James, if you're loaded with a question, if you got some topics, please.
G, real quick, your door opening by itself.
No. P opened it.
Okay, no, look at hey, yo, what's going
I
on?
know. I wish this was a video episode because that shit would have been cool as hell.
Okay, yeah, I have a lot of questions today, just stupid fucking questions. So, we're gonna go with this one first. Would you rather go viral for a cringy dance or accidentally start a conspiracy theory on Reddit?
Well, I already have a beef with this question because you're what's the word?
What's the
Nobody
word?
knows who you are on Reddit. You know what I'm saying? So are you really going viral or is just this username that you created going viral? There's no
No, it's a viral cringy dance or accidentally starting a conspiracy theory on Reddit. You're not viral on Reddit. It's just a conspiracy theory that just runs off.
Okay. Yeah, give me the Reddit because I won't be dancing.
You be dancing.
If I do dance, I'm probably faded.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd rather just start a conspiracy theory. I'd be starting conspiracy theories on Reddit.
That's where Flat Earth started, I bet.
Yeah. Honestly, y'all not going to believe this. This bitch. Tostito. I mean, it's tostada. Flat as fuck.
There's some flat Tostitos, though.
Oh, yeah.
But side like tangent. I hate whenever I buy scoops and the bitches come out flat. I'm like, who messed up in the assembly line? Aren't y'all supposed to be catching these mistakes? I don't want no damn right. disc.
The scoops are the best ones, bro.
You and P, the first time I ever bought chips for Nacho, she said, why didn't you get scoops? I said, because it's all tortilla chips. It was a 30-minute discussion with my wife about why scoops are the almighty chip with nachos.
Well, actually, I disagree. I think scoops are best for queso, but I want regular triangle, you know, fucked up shaped flat chips for nachos. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Which do you get? Like, I get Santitas most of the time.
Typical. Same.
So, what you mean?
What does that mean?
Hey, do with that what y'all will. I ain't gonna was gonna say same though before, you know.
That's crazy.
I like the Julio's brand or low key the United brand, just the ones that they make.
In the plastic bags with the zip tie.
Yeah.
They be putting too much seasoning on those. Too much seasoning, man.
Whatever, James.
Sorry, that was a little side tangent. Back to your question, James. I feel like I would want to do the Reddit conspiracy thing, but I feel like I'm more likely to get caught on camera doing a dumbass dance.
Mm-hmm.
So which would happen to me? I think the dance would, as much as I don't want it to, because I talk shit about all those motherfuckers on TikTok and back in Vine, they were doing them cringy-ass dances. And I don't think I'm creative enough for conspiracy theories.
I mean, you say anything, to be honest. People gonna believe it.
Not, I don't know, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I would be like, yo, apples are really orange. They've just made us believe that they're red. You don't know,
right. Like that.
I already copied that on Facebook.
I just posted it.
That's how quick it happens.
Clip a chat.
All the people I went to high school with are now talking about that the Democrats changed the color of the oranges. So, that's how fast it happens, bro.
It really does. You're not lying.
Growing up.
People be on Reddit like crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's not as popular as it used to be, but sometimes I'll be just scrolling. Sometimes I'll be just seeing random just subreddits and stuff. I'm like, what do y'all do with y'all's time? Like, where do y'all get this information from?
Every time I ask a Google, or every time I Google a question, I put Reddit at the end because I don't trust Google no more. But I trust the people of Reddit.
Same.
They never steer me wrong.
Never.
Unless it's a conspiracy theory, then you might want to check on that.
If it looks like it's been posted by me, fact check it. So I'll be scrolling, right? Like I said, I got a lot of free time at work right now. And as I'm scrolling, I see this video and this buddy, you could tell whenever a couple's arguing in person, right? Like you walked by two people, doesn't matter if they're whispering. You know whenever a couple's fighting, arguing, whatever. Well, they're inside this apartment building or this hotel or something. It's in China. This dude is arguing, puts his hands up, like, what the hell are you talking about? Takes one step out of the frame and then just hurls himself out the window.
Yeah, I saw that video.
And so the caption was, like, this how you know the argument's bad or you know you can't win, so you would just rather throw yourself out of the window. It's straight up like a cartoon. Like if it could have made a human print, you know how they had them back in the day, it probably would have. So I bring it up to, you know, ask the question or, you know, to get your thoughts on, are you the type to see the confrontation through? Are you trying to take the easy way out whenever you're in an argument or a heated debate or discussion, what have you?
I'm going to see it through. Even if I'm wrong, I'm going to see it through.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know, dude. I something I realized about myself. I probably need to go to therapy about, but I'm very surface level, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do the deep fights and arguments and all that shit. I'll just leave. I'll jump out a window right now. Ain't nothing bother me.
This ain't nothing to me.
What are you going to do, chase me? You're not jumping out the window.
Well, it made me think about, you know, petty-ass arguments whenever I was younger. And you know, y'all have probably known somebody or talked to somebody that was like, if you hang up on me, if you break up with me, I swear I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blank myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think about that, because in the moment, if I'm arguing with somebody and they say that to me, I'm you know what? Fuck you. I'm jumping out the window. You ain't gotta worry about what you're gonna do to yourself, because I'm gone. I'm out of here. But frankly, I'm gonna jump out the window, I'm going feet first.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. That's it. You really about that life?
You ruthless.
Yeah, just cold as ice.
Well, because most people would just be saying that just so they can, like, oh, I'm sorry. Don't do that. Then I'm not, fuck that, bro. If you really about that life, what's up? Like, over argument? Like,
what are you waiting for? What's that scene in Scary Movie? What are you waiting for?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but people be just doing the most. So I'm just like, all right, bet. Let's see. I'll sit here and wait.
What is the best way to jump through a window? Right? Your house is on fire. There's an emergency. And it's a window where you gotta jump, but you ain't gotta like high jump. How are you jumping through a window?
Is it the window's open, or I gotta jump through the glass?
You gonna break the glass.
Okay.
Wrist first, baby. Get me out of this bitch.
You ain't gonna break no damn glass.
Oh,
might cut something up.
Maybe.
Damn, that's tough. I think I'd go feet first.
I would drop kick that bitch,
or just shoulder into that bitch.
My only concern is that if I can't propel myself all the way through, I'm gonna fall and break my back on the windowsill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or stab the shit out of myself.
Yeah, I think the best way is just full on just shoulder into the glass.
Or what is it? What's that little boy's name on The Simpsons? It's a meme on Twitter all the time.
Nelson. Oh, where he goes arm down, head first.
Yeah.
Dive bomb out that bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I'm going shoulder first. Shoulder slash head, you know, slash.
Yeah.
Slash wrist.
Yeah. I think it'd be the best way.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I think that'd be the best way, because any other way, I mean, I feel like you risk that chance of like cutting yourself one way or another, but just that. I think it covers up a little bit more and you're just out already, so.
Okay, but. Second part of my question. If you're in an argument, right, a coworker, significant other, family member, whatever, what is your, if you have one, like your go-to way to get out of an argument? Because obviously jumping out of a window isn't always feasible. So is there a phrase? Is there something you do? What is it that the listeners can hear that's like, ah, next time I'm in a heated debate, I'm going to use that tactic?
I just always say, that feels racial.
Damn, it's not a bad one.
I just say, oh, nah, you good. You got it. Let's just cut it at that.
I've noticed that at work, I'm not getting into arguments with people, but if I'm talking, like if a student walks up to me and they're trying to have a conversation, or, you know, someone that works in my hallways, I say, good morning, how are you? And they try to explain it to me. I always carry my water bottle so I can like, oh, sorry, I just got to go refill this.
Yeah.
And I've dropped it once or twice where it just boom, so they know that bitch is full. I'm like, yeah, I gotta go refill it. Sorry.
Shit's empty. I gotta go.
Gotta get my gallon a day, folks.
That's one way to do it. Hey, you gotta get out one way or another.
I can't say it feels racial to everybody, because as a black man, that's a very thin line, very thin blue line. That's what Greg loves, that thin blue line.
It happens.
What?
He didn't deny it, folks.
In other news, you know, we talked about Kanye West, an artist formerly known as Kanye West. He's now Ye. Released Donda 2 this morning in the wee hours of the night. Yes, I am Irish. The wee hours. I listened to it this morning. And I think you got to pack it up if you're Kanye, bro. At some point, it's just not resonating like it used to. You know what I'm saying?
Greg, I got to tell you, this feels racial.
It might be.
I didn't know Donda 2 was a project he was working on. Is this expected? Is this?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't. So I was looking on Twitter, and he had teased dropping it back in 2022. I didn't realize Donda was that old.
Damn.
So he teased dropping it back in 2022. It's executive. It was at the time executive produced by Future. I don't know if that's still the case or what changed. But yeah, I mean, it sounds. I don't know. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to like, if it is that old, it's before all the Nazi stuff and the blowing his cousin stuff, and you know, so you know, it's kind of a whatever.
You can backdate it.
Yeah. But you know, I feel like the way I felt when I listened to Yeezus for the first time, I thought that shit was ass. And then it kind of grew on me, you know what I'm saying? But still not really. It was still kind of ass. That's the way I feel about it.
James, you do your weekly meetings with Kanye and Ashton Hall. What are y'all talking about, huh?
Who the fuck? No.
You got bottles of Saratoga in your background.
Shit. I don't. I'll screenshot this right now. Bro, I don't know. I'm looking at it because he's Ye now, whatever. His two songs on there is WW3 with a clan mask with a black background. And then his second song is Cousins. And Donda 2, whatever. Bro, just hang it up, please. Or just go away. Like, just don't post any more music. Just don't say anything to the media anymore.
So y'all didn't listen to them?
I didn't know it dropped. I didn't know
he. Bro, I can't even find it. It's not on Spotify. I was looking for it right now.
It's under Donda. He keeps doing this.
I just looked.
Do I need to go to
know the art? The artist is Donda.
Oh my gosh, bro!
Well, while James is looking that up, it's you know, bullshit aside, not really, because what he's doing is bullshit. It's problematic. But even if he had it, just musically, I haven't been fucking with him for a while now. Like, I always go back to his older shit in his catalog as opposed to his newer stuff. He's got some songs between then and now that I listen to, but I think he realized that there was a shift. Because if I think of what I see as like the stereotypical Travis Scott fan, I think Kanye saw that and said, hey, I got to capitalize on what that motherfucker's doing. Because Kanye back in the day, I gotta say he was appealing to the masses, predominantly black masses. James's rap name back in the day, Black Mass, look him up.
That's crazy.
But there's been this culture vulture shift or culture shift. I don't know what you want to call it, but you know these guys that show up in their little bitty ass shorts and their Space Jam jerseys to these festivals, and they love screaming the N-word, even though they ain't got a lick of melanin in them. And I think part of why he's doing the shit that he's doing is because black people realize, like, hey, music ain't it anymore, and he wanted to stay relevant, so he had to play to the crowd that fucks with him, and we all know who that crowd is, and we all want to slap the dog shit out of him.
I will say he has a song called Security on there, and it's a weird song, bro. I mean, he's fucking, like, the song opens with some guys like Kim K, Kris Jenner, I rebuke you, give Kanye his kids, and I don't know, it's not Kanye. I don't know. And he's like, how dare y'all try to raise black kids or something like that. And then the song starts and it's Kanye like threatening them. Dude, the chorus is like, what the fuck is the chorus saying? Basically, it's essentially saying, like, what the fuck's your security going to do to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild, bro. I mean, I don't want to hear a fucking album of that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw up a subpoena and send it to your house. And I'm going to go fight your security guard.
I have to agree with G, though. It's really catering to that demographic, and I mean, they don't care what this man is going through as long as he's dropping some bullshit that has a nice beat to it. They don't care. Travis Scott, Playboi Carti, for example, they don't care. They're not saying nothing, but as long as the beat cool, they don't care. So
as long as they're getting streams, man. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just so out of touch with the youth that I feel this way, because I got a lecture about my rant on Charlie XCX from a previous episode, because maybe I'm just not with the times. And maybe, but I can tell you, I tried listening to Playboi's new album.
Mm-hmm.
You know that video that surfaced that, like, LeBron's bobbing his head and they got some bullshit playing with, like, some...
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
All that just to say, Greg, nah. Donda 2, I'm going to give it 2 thumbs down without even listening to it.
That's fair. James.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do the same. I haven't the last Kanye album that I listened to was the Life of Pablo, and that was 6 out of 10 for me. So I'm cool off that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I listened to it, not worth the listen to, in my opinion. I was trying to find something positive to say about it. I mean, there's moments where he's still Kanye West, and like, he'll come in and it sounds good, you know what I'm saying, but nothing, it's not consistent. Like, it doesn't carry through any of those songs as a whole. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's what pisses me off the most, is because he flashes You know, I mean, again, I haven't listened to it, but Greg just said it sounds like old Kanye. It's like, damn, that motherfucker's still in there somewhere. It's buried deep underneath trauma and Kim K and dick sucking. But
damn it,
dude. Somewhere in there, he's in there. Did you hear what Cameron said?
No.
Cameron was on that podcast with Mace, and you know, they were talking about, like, hey, Cameron said to Mace, hey, you know, is that so your boy? He's like, yeah, I'm going to talk to him. He said, what did he say? You know, he's dissing you. He said, yeah, normally I don't go back and forth with people who suck dick.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Again, not making light on the situation that transpired that is that oral sex, but this grown-ass man, Cameron, got to be at least 50. Talking about another grown man chowing down on some sausage just had me chuckling. Anyway, y'all hear about Randy? My boy Randy be getting busy. So Randy,
wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. Randy the some kind of marsupial.
Is a guinea pig a marsupial? I don't think they got pouches.
It might be. I don't know.
No, I don't think they're marsupial. I know they're mammals. I know that much is true.
All right.
But Randy is a male guinea pig who broke into a female-only enclosure and impregnated all 100 of them. Listen, there's an expression. I don't know if they say it down in Tennessee, but I know they say it in Texas. It's not always men, but it's always a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
Listen, at what point – hold on. I'm thinking about how physically draining it would be. Not me. I'm a married father. How physically taxing it would be for a male to impregnate 100 women consecutively.
That's a tall task.
Especially for a guinea pig. They're not big animals, but I mean.
You better grab them honey packs and just.
Oh, my God.
Get rolling, bro.
You need one of those Rhino Lightning 5000 that sells at the grocery store by the lighters.
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't know. That's fucking crazy. Randy.
Hang his jersey up. You know what I'm saying? Hang Randy's jersey up.
What do they call the little hamster cages? Little cages?
Yeah, in the cage rafters. And yeah. I don't know.
Hang him too. Randy got to be punished.
Punished for his crimes.
Turn his ass into some gloves, man. How down bad is a guinea pig? He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to risk it all and break into this enclosure. And then he got in there and said, good morning, ladies. And went to work.
They must have had this man across the, like, on the other table, on the other side of the room, just staring at all these other female guinea pigs. And he's like, one of these days, I swear, oh God.
Hey, yo, brown paws, I see you over there looking good. Hey, don't mind him. That's just Randy. He went straight Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise across that damn lab and said, you know they messed up now. I guess I gotta break you off another preview of the remix.
That's Child insane, bro.
That's a lot of lettuce.
What they do with all the guinea pigs?
Well, I'm looking at the article right now, and y'all never gonna guess his last name.
Orton,
yeah.
It's actually Cannon. Randy Cannon.
Damn.
Randy Cannon?
They knew. Holy.
Yeah.
If I'm a woman guinea pig, and if he's just working his way down this line, why not just step out of the line and say, nah, not me?
Hey, bro.
I don't know.
Maybe James hasn't messed up. Maybe Randy is like the super most fine guinea pig in the whole world, and they had to separate the ladies from him.
Mm.
What if Randy's the only male in there, and they're just like, hey, it's Randy. Why not?
Not just Randy, it's Randy Cannon.
Randy Cannon, yeah, it's Randy Cannon.
I could have sworn I was going to come on an adult website.
Randy could have been, I mean, he could have been getting bullied in the male enclosure.
Yeah.
And talk some shit. Talking about I'm going to sleep with all y'all's girls.
And then did it.
And then did it.
Imagine, bro, the next time they, you know, they put him in the general population together. It's, oh my God, you know, Miriam, I haven't seen you in a week. So I got news. I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it's Randy Cannon's. And you see all these other women? Those are also Randy Cannon's baby mamas.
You got to have 100,000 gerbils in there. Guinea pig.
Hey, put them motherfuckers on the wheel. We ain't got to worry about energy no more.
Hell, bro.
I know they could power a small city. Maybe not Lubbock, but maybe Brownfield. For sure, Earth.
Did you say this was a lab? Or
I don't know what it is. He just broke into a female-only enclosure, so it could have been a guinea pig farm. You know people buy and sell animals like crazy now.
No, I think you're right. He does need some punishment because he broke out of his enclosure and then into another. That's he definitely... Blocked, bro. That's premeditated at this point.
He was down bad. He risked it all. Hey, but don't go out and get 100 women pregnant. This is not what I'm saying. But if you're going to do something, do it all the way. Like, if you're going to put the cannon out there, put the cannon out there 100 times.
All right.
Sometimes you just got to put it on the table.
Hey, yo.
Oh, shit. I didn't say it. Randy said it.
Fucking hell, bro.
Doesn't Randy mean horny?
Yes, in Austin Powers movies.
Yeah, classic.
Man, I love the Austin Powers movies.
What's your favorite one?
I couldn't tell you the difference between the first two. I always forget. I always get them mixed up.
The and Spider then, Jack remember, is...
International Man of Mystery is the first one, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because Goldmember is the last one.
Yeah. Goldmember stands out. I mean, I think it was the one that I was obviously the oldest for, so that's why it stands out to me. But there's classic scenes in the other ones. You know, I remember seeing them take out his mojo, and I'm like, holy shit, they just removed his penis.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like this purple gel.
I'd probably go with the first one, my favorite.
What is it where they got his ass flipping through the air all crazy like on some wires? Am I getting like, that mixed up with every movie?
Are you talking about Austin Powers or Mike?
Yeah, I think he's fighting Fat Bastard. Someone's flying through the air on a wire and it busts.
I think that's Fat Bastard.
I think that's Goldmember, bro. Yeah, because they're in the sauna and shit. Yeah. And he jumps out the fucking his part of the sauna and he's flipping and just busts.
Yeah, maybe my favorite is Goldmember because that's the noise it makes you think.
And he's just spinning on the fish.
Okay, get him down. You really are a fat bastard. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, bro.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm about to rewatch that movie.
Mike Myers, very, he's like a jack of all trades. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, Randy. No. Means horny. Horny to get horny cannon.
Randy to be locked up in an asylum, but.
He break out.
True. I stand corrected. My fault. Anyway, moving on. We've all been seeing it all over social media. This 100 man versus a gorilla. Mm. How we feeling?
Is it 100 G's or 100 Gregs?
Either way, I mean.
Either way.
If it's 100 Gregs, they ain't got no shot. If it's 100 of me.
Then you ain't got no shot.
If it's 100 of me. Shit, I only need 23.
Oh, okay. Fuck that.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
No, man, I've told everybody that I could talk to about this. I said, the gorilla's going to run through you like a hot knife through butter.
I don't think people realize how fucking strong these gorillas are and how, like, tough their skin is and how dense their bones are and stuff. Like, and their grip strength, I think I saw, like, they can crush it up to 3,000 pounds or something like that. That's your head just pop, gone.
Easy. I can do that with my thighs.
All right. You do. You got it. But, I mean, I think maybe that 99 to 100 person might, like, knock it down, but that gorilla's not going to give up. At that point, it's pissed off. It's hearing the fucking the theme music for all the gorillas and all of gorilla kind and 99 100 going down regardless.
Are you shaking your head?
I disagree. I think 100 men got it, bro.
You think?
One gorilla? Yeah, bro. What you mean? You put 15 to 20 on each limb? You still got 20 people just to kick them?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think about the surface area. You said 15 or 20 men, like men per limb, but only 5 or 6 of these men are going to even get a hand on the arm. Mm-hmm. So the other 10 are just going to be dog piling on.
Well, then you'll put 10 on each limb and then make sure you got like 3 of them trying to get a headlock going. And
who's getting close enough?
You gotta, hey, you just gotta ambush, bro. Just like,
listen, 10 to 20 of these dudes is not making out. The first 10 to 20 rushing this thing, instant death.
I didn't say everybody's gonna live. I just said,
I'm just saying, bro.
I'm aware that we'll have casualties, so I'm prepared to.
But you're just gonna have a Thanos situation where everybody got to hold of everything, and then the one dude's gonna fuck up, just takes one, and everybody that has a limb is just gone, knocked out, dead. Who knows? I don't know, bro. I don't think 100 men can do it. I just don't think.
I stick with my answer. We got that shit in the bag.
In the bag.
You said we, so you get 99 of your friends together. Let's put this to the test.
All right, what time y'all free?
I'm not.
Hey, I'm not volunteering. I already got volunteered once for this, and I rescind it.
Pencil me in for the guy who plays the organ at your funeral. Take me to a place. I got you.
All right, when I come back with that gorilla meat, I don't want to hear nothing.
I thought you were about to say gorilla meat, and I was like, whoa. Hey, yo.
Hey, that too.
Hey, that too.
Who wants this back strap?
Nah, bro.
I got these ribs. What are they? Gorilla.
Gorilla.
I bet them shit's crazy, tough. Bro. What part of a gorilla would you be willing to eat?
None. What the fuck?
I mean, I feel like you're
going to kill it. Good.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to taste good, bro. But
I just don't think it's going to taste good.
They do eat their own shit.
That they do.
Fuck it. Give me some thigh meat. We'll see how the thigh meat tastes.
Ooh, I bet that shit's going to be tough. I'll take a titty.
A titty?
What are they called? A breast.
That's probably got hella protein.
Hella.
Speaking of the chest, bro, the first time this gorilla just beats his chest and rushes at somebody, I see like five dudes just collapsing. Just crying right there.
I can't remember the last time I shit myself. I could be at the very back of this group of 100, and the first time he lets out this roar or whatever the hell gorillas do, this scream, I'm going to need two wet wipes at least. I hope that's a defense mechanism. It's like, all right, I'm not going to kill him because he's tainted meat. Now, I'm just going to sit back there soiled. I'm going to die shitted. That much is true. Greg and his 99 friends, not James and I. He's gonna take on this gorilla. We gotta find one. If you're listening, you have a spare gorilla. We need to borrow him.
Spare gorilla.
People make animal trades all the time. Greg talked about somebody getting panda shipped over, maybe elephants, something like that.
That was the government. What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. So surely we can get one gorilla, one full size male gorilla.
One of these rich influencers is going to fucking end up buying a gorilla and pay 100 people to get their ass handed to them. And it's going to be ugly.
So piggybacking off of this, for $100 million, which animal could you survive against for 20 minutes? I'm going to add something to this scenario. 20 minutes. You're in their habitat.
Fuck.
Right? So you got a silverback gorilla, full size. No baby type shit. These are all full-size, adult, angry-ass animals. A Siberian tiger, grizzly bear, and hippopotamus.
And they're all just, like, coming at us. It's not like we
kind of... It is. They've locked eyes, and at that point, it's on.
This is tough. 20 minutes is crazy.
Man, I don't know, dude. There's like no advantages, bro.
Because the original question doesn't have, you know, the habitat, but people were like, oh, if I'm here, then if I'm on land, a hippo can't fuck with me. Okay, so let's put a big ass body of water in front of you.
Time out. Hippos can still fucking catch you on land, bro.
Hippos are fast as fuck, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear you, but I still think out of all four of those, the one that I'm more than likely to get away from on foot is a hippo.
You think so?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I damn sure ain't getting away from a bear or a tiger. And I've seen the way gorillas run on two legs, so maybe if he's running on two legs, he's just waddling. But if
he starts using everything,
if he starts using his hand feet, shit it. I'm telling you.
Shit it. Piss it down my leg.
I think I could get behind a hippo and like stay behind it to where he could never like fuck me up.
Oh yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Because a tiger, he got agility. Gorilla got them long ass arms, and a bear. Bears are crazy. Are you figuring out how fast a hippo can run?
Yeah, and I was trying to put it in terms of 40 time, but I don't want to do the math right now. They run 19 miles an hour.
Yeah, I ain't getting away from no damn hippo.
Let me put it in ChatGPT.
But I heard
19.
Yeah, I heard that if you run in zigzags, you can get away from a hippo.
Serpentine. Okay. I got bad ankles, so I know my shit's gonna get twisted.
Yeah, I mean that's the part of the risk. You know what I'm saying? It's either you fuck your ankle up going in zigzags or
get eaten.
Bro, 19 miles an hour. This motherfucker running a 4.31.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Good luck, bro. Oh my goodness. Ain't no fucking way.
I still fuck think it. Of staying behind the mic might work.
Hell no, nah, bro. I'm gonna take the grizzly. Fuck it. Hmm. It ain't gonna be pretty, but I think once a gorilla gets a hold of me, bro, a grizzly too, but it's not gonna be pretty either way. But fuck it, I'll take the grizzly. Stress.
I don't like the question.
I just want to put that in terms before G answers. Calvin Austin, very famously fast wide receiver for the Steelers, runs a 4.34. So these hippos. And the bottom tier range is 19. The top range, the fastest hippo they've ever recorded was going 28 miles.
28?
God dang.
This Usain Bolt?
So I'm saying the slowest hippo you might encounter runs faster than Calvin Austin. That's fucking nuts, bro. Anyway, my bad, G.
No, you good. You got to answer.
I got to answer? You didn't answer yet?
Yeah, I said hippo, but I don't like my chances.
Oh god, this is a hard question. Give me the fucking give me the gorilla.
Here we go again.
Well.
This ain't 100 versus a gorilla. Yeah. Greg and Mighty Joe Young going toe to toe.
Oh shit, man. It's not gonna be pretty regardless of what you pick. Only reason I didn't pick the tiger is because that bitch is gonna be stalking you from the trees and everything and just have a jump on you. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. I thought tiger too, and I was like, man, I don't know. Them motherfuckers be in the high grass, in the trees. I can't climb a tree. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you climb trees?
And then a fucking grizzly, bro. He's nah.
I don't know, man. It was a gorilla or a hippo is gonna stomp me out or fucking just massacre me with the just chewing on me or some bullshit.
They do the watermelons?
Yeah, I'm saying, bro.
That's how I do grapes.
Grapes.
Grapes. I be filming myself the way they got hippos eating cantaloupes and shit. I just put a grape in my mouth and it's not a good comparison.
Yeah, I do. Good
point though, G, because a hippo's never been bit by me. You know
what I mean? Hey, say, hey, real quick, before you fuck me up, let's run this 40.
Yeah, I got to test this theory. This 40? Fuck it, yeah. Oh, shit. We have a question from Jessica, and she wanted to ask, what does a person have to be wearing for you to immediately see that they're a cop or know that they're a cop?
Jean shorts.
Damn. A backwards fitted?
Yeah. Backwards fitted. That's good.
It's especially like a random ass backwards fitted, because I'm not street ignorant, so I know like certain gang members are use certain hats, certain colors, you know, obviously where we are where there's teams. If you got on like a backwards Green Bay fitted hat, cop.
A random ass like FUBU kind of jersey type of shirt. Come on.
Yeah, if he looks like John Cena, then he's a cop.
There you have it, folks.
There you go.
Or any type of Marvel film, wherever they try to look inconspicuous and they just got a dad hat on with some shades.
Yeah.
But you a cop. Before we move on, this episode is sponsored by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas 8775 Dallas. Listen, Dallas, we want you on the show, man. The people are clamoring. So come on. I sent the invitation this week because I forgot about it the past 2 weeks, but the invitation sent, my boy. All you gotta do is accept. I'm ready for the people to cancel you.
Wow.
Damn.
Not the podcast. He's told me. He's like, y'all ready to get canceled? And I said, well, hold on. We got this well-oiled machine going for 65 episodes. Now, we don't want to get done, but hey, we're open to ideas.
I'm interested in getting canceled. I want to learn how to get away with tax evasion.
Another reason to have a lawyer on the... How do you say lawyer in Spanish?
Abogado.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding.
Damn. I was going to say lotería.
You ain't even on Duolingo, James.
I am, but it's not for Spanish, bro.
Daisy.
Anyway, moving on to a few of my other questions. I have a ton of them, but I'm not going to ask them all this week. But let's go with this one. If the three of us were in the Survey Corps in Attack on Titan, who's dying first? And who's behind the horse returning to be injured?
I'm dying first, bro. I'm priceless, bro. I'm going to be in that bitch. And it's not going to work, obviously. I'll go. I'm dying first. For
Survey Corps, they're the ones with the cool ass, the shit that shoots out from the hip.
The ones that are fighting out there behind the wall, outside the walls.
Man, them shits look cool as hell. So I would like to think that I'd be out there flying around. I was going to say I would die first, not because I'd be out there trying to save lives, but I'd be like, oh, look at this 360 flip that I learned.
Oh, triple ups.
Yeah, and then a Titan just snatched my ass out the air, and then...
Oh, he on XK mode.
Yeah, Greg comes to avenge me. He hits me with this.
Yep.
But just imagine, bro, like, not just for, like, the animation, but a real-life just big-ass human being, and you over there trying to fly around, trying to kill this thing. Nah, bro. I'm probably shitting myself. Definitely.
I'm dying first, and then hiding behind a horse. Were those options?
Yeah, but between us three, like, who's going to go die first and who's, like, hiding?
I'm going to die first on accident, and then Greg's going to be behind the horse.
Damn.
You got to be faking, behind the horse? Faking a leg cramp. It's like, I'd go save him, but I've been in the gym.
Yeah, that's accurate if you're dying first, for sure. Because once I see that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
He said, damn, he got fucked up.
You shit spits, man.
Yeah. I can't see somebody get fucked up in front of me because then I'm going to freeze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're charging towards the Beast Titan and Erwin gives his fucking speech that she's going to get in my head, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's fucking die together.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can do this. We can win. As rocks are coming at me.
No, see, that's the thing. You be charging out there and then you just...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, bro. But if somebody got fucked up in front of me, yeah, I'm hiding at that point. But if we're like, if I'm out there just going, I'll probably die first because I'm an idiot like that. I'm going to fuck up my ODM gear, some shit, not catch a wall right, and I'm going to know Titan got me.
Or I would try to be cool with them little bombs they be playing.
Fuck yourself up.
Yeah. Like I was like, I got it, and it's still stuck to my belt or my deployer. Yeah. What was that off there in the distance? It's like Team Rocket just blowing off.
G, you got him. Where's G?
disengage. I'd be like, what's the bald headed guy in Armageddon? I'd be like Bruce Willis. Like, I'm going down with him.
Hey, Armageddon's a good ass fucking movie, bro.
It's made a lot better by the score, but yes, it is a good one.
It is a good 100%. Movie.
You put that Aerosmith song, I'll watch anything. Anybody can do anything.
I kill any Titan.
which Titan would give you the worst death?
So, you want to talk about like the nine Titans, or are we just talking about just random ass Titans out there?
Let's go with the nine.
Oh, Annie gonna fuck you up, bro. Between her and what's his name, Zeke? Yeah. I don't want to see neither one of them.
I don't know, man. Which one's the one that bites?
The Jaw Titan?
Yeah, I feel like that'd be a terrible way to go.
That's the one with the big-ass head, huh?
Yeah, and it has, like, a skull right here in the front.
But not the girl, though. The girl was the Jaw Titan. She didn't have the skull thing, right?
Yeah, because she was a pure Titan first. She wasn't supposed to get passed it down to her.
Ah, okay. Mm. That was Ymir, right? That was her name too?
Yeah. Yeah, Amir. But Annie, bro, if you remember that, was it first season or second season when she's chasing down Aaron and she's just taking out scouts, and then she has that one scout, she's just like this with like a fucking, yeah, like a rubber band. Yeah, fuck that, bro. Mm-mm. I don't want no parts of that. And then between Zeke throwing rocks at you or turning you into a Titan, nah.
Hey, turn me into a Titan. They look happy as hell just running around out there. I never see any Titans in bad moods.
Hell no.
Colossal Titan probably gives a pretty shitty death. Just melts you or blows you up.
It's radiation.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a damn nuke, bro. I don't feel so good.
Nah, that would be terrible too. But I mean, if you're like right in the blast area, I mean, you're not going to feel shit. It's just instant death.
Immediate.
Yeah, but if you're like in the outskirts, that's radiation poisoning.
I think I'd eat it though.
I didn't feel that shit.
Nothing. Skin melted off. You
feel this? I didn't even feel it, fool.
Do another one. Fuck it.
You crazy.
Oh my gosh. Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, because I like their glazed. They're really good glazed donuts.
You like Dunkin' Donuts?
Nah, man. I'd rather get something local, but it's the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dunkin', if you need a new podcast to sponsor, we're looking. Get down on it by Coolin' the Gang.
Oh.
Coolin' the Gang. That's a good one, dude.
Yeah, James used to listen to it on his way to junior high.
All right, bro. Uh-huh. I knew something was coming. Sheesh.
An episode of B&B without it.
My song of the week is 36 Hours by Mama K. And let me tell you something real quick about this lady. So she's a TikToker. She's like 59 years old, Japanese woman, and she decided to go ahead and start her pop idol time. So she's doing city pop and stuff, and she has some bangers, bro. So shout out to her. She got some bangers on her discography.
Okay.
I was in Dallas all weekend and
Smooch.
I listened to seven to seven by Turnpike Troubadours probably like 6,000 times.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with that one. So I think it's been my song of the week before, but I'm going with it potentially a second time.
You know how hard it is for me to pick a song of the week, because I don't be listening to new music, so I'm like, fuck, have I already said this? And I know you have the playlist out there, but still, I'm like, oh, what if he missed this one?
I got to update it again, so I might not have it on there.
7 to 7 is a song. I mean, I listen to a shitload of music. I'm always checking the new stuff every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like 7 to 7 is a song that's worth being on there.
Do you like 7 to 7?
Hell no.
I should. So, Greg, tell us about Dallas. How was it?
Oh yeah, it was cool. It was a real quick trip. Had to go for a wedding. I tell everybody all the time, I'm real busy on Friday. So it's like, it's hard for me to, if I don't plan in advance, like it's hard for me to not work late on Friday. So I work late. Much when I had to leave Saturday morning. And I set my alarm for 5:30. And I was going to leave and get ready at my boy's house at 11:30, go to the wedding at 1. And I woke up at fucking 7:13, bro.
Yeah, that's great for you.
Damn.
I set my fucking work alarm, bro. My Monday through Friday one. I set that for 5:30.
Shaking my head.
Pissed, dude. I walked. So, crazy drive. Obviously, I was speeding. I went through these back roads. I stopped at a gas station, put my suit on while I was pumping gas. I was driving on all this construction field, Dallas Highway, putting in contacts and shit, trying to fix my hair with one hand and drive with the other. And I made it, dude. I walked into the church at 101.
Damn.
Suit on, hair fixed, contacts in. My eyes weren't even red, bro. Couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it.
He left a wake of destruction behind him. He's like that scene from Wolf of Wall Street. He's like, I did it. Nothing.
Yeah. That's all fucked up.
But the wedding was nice. Shout out my friend Carla and Jose. Beautiful wedding. I'm happy for them. And then I just hung out with the fellas and then came home on Sunday.
Hey, that food that you were eating, is that pho or ramen?
Ramen.
What is that little spirally white thing with the pink swirl in it?
That's a fish cake.
Is it actual fish?
No, it's a real cake. I don't know if it's actual.
So why did they put the cake in the hot soup? I don't understand.
It's like fake crab, bro. It's fake fish.
Yeah.
Because I see imitation. Anime and shit, and I'm like, that's just real? Like, that's actually in food? Mm-hmm. So I had to ask what it was, because I don't know about ramen and pho. I've never dabbled.
Need a dabble.
I'm good with my grilled cheese.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's good, like James? A good old fashioned ribeye. Okay.
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 What's that gonna do with ramen though?
That's all there.
All I know is that y'all like to eat Snickers upside down because you like the way it feels.
What the fuck?
What?
Yep. I said it. It's out there now. The people know.
All right.
Whatever, bro. Whatever.
I heard that the other day. I said, yeah, I got to incorporate this somehow into the show.
All right. I'm going to give y'all two more questions. If your brain had a pop-up ad, what would it constantly be advertising?
Oh, shit. It's like that Black Mirror episode.
Old English, baby. Just 40s and orange juice.
40s and orange juice is crazy.
It'd probably be that old Six Flags commercial. Yeah, bro. That I just feel like sometimes during my work day, my shit just shut off. Like, that's all that's happening. We like to party.
Yeah. For me, it's this stupid ass TikTok song, bro. It's a fucking, it's from an anime, and it's been pissing me off because it's just constant, constant, constant. And that's just been playing in my head. Now, if we have an advertisement, that's probably what's going to be my advertisement. I'll send it to y'all here in a second. Oh, I'll send it to y'all right now, but this shit is just everywhere and it's pissing me off. But you can move on to something while I look this up.
Another ad would be that we've talked about it before, probably too many times. Late night TV. Tell me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, like that shit, that's definitely coming on.
That, yeah. I looked that up as a playlist on Apple Music. It's not bad. You know what I mean?
What'd you search?
The Time Classic, whatever the shit is, commercial said.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up one time and I got the name of the CD and I searched that.
Now that's what I call music. Two.
Let me say y'all this real quick. And y'all gonna judge me, but this shit's just in my head every fucking day and it's terrible.
James, we always judge you. So
yeah, I know. Don't even worry about
it. Time Life's Ultimate Love Songs Collection. That's what you gotta look at. Sorry, James.
No, you're good. Where'd you find that at? Just on.
Yeah, I Googled. Yeah, tell me how am I supposed to live without you?
Yeah.
I'm judging you, James. That shit's crazy.
Bro, it's every time I'm on TikTok, man, it just pops up. I'm not even looking for it. It just shows up. Some either a TikTok is doing it or they have some type of other variation for it, and it's just upsetting.
Hey. Hey, you like what you like, man.
I don't like that.
Hey, you ain't gotta lie. You don't have to raise your voice.
Hey. Type shit.
Yeah. Twin.
All right. And for my last question, let's see. This was stupid as hell. Would you rather fight one Doja Cat sized pigeon or 50 pigeon sized Doja Cats?
Oh my God. Greg would love those 50 pigeon sized Doja Cats.
Yeah, give me the little Doja Cats, bro.
Ooh,
yeah, 50. I can't stop, get them off me.
With that being said, I'm taking that same option because pigeons are fucking scary, bro.
So you're taking the 50?
Yeah, give me the. You said 50.
Yeah,
pigeon sized Doja Cats.
Yeah.
Give me 50 of them. I just kick them shits off.
I'm taking the one. I feel like that's easier. It's gonna be scary too. Yeah, I know it's gonna be scary, but we're gonna have to rock with it.
You remember Smokey and Friday?
Yeah.
That's how you're gonna be after you fight this bitch.
Pigeons aren't violent.
No, they are arrogant though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
I'm gonna take the one.
I'd be moving on campus. I'd just be walking by, look at me, like, hey bitch.
Imagine, bro. Dude. Imagine the Doja Cat size one is just in your way.
Nah, hey, I move. I would walk around that bitch. And they can still fly. They are at least 5 foot.
Oh my, I didn't even put that in my mind, bro. That bitch can fly.
Dead from above.
Yeah, you fucked up, James.
You're gonna get that's snatched up how scary. Hawks do rabbit.
That's scary, bro. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Because you were busy focused on the pigeon, not the wings.
You live and you learn. Fuck it.
No, but that's the thing. You ain't gonna live after that.
Yeah. The gorilla, Doja Cat size pigeon. I like my chances with the pigeon.
Same. Yeah.
Hey, if you win, though, you'll be a legend.
I'm saying.
You know?
All right. Y'all got anything else before we get out of here?
Say my next 5 questions for next week, but Anime Corner Pod. I'm talking about not big spoilers, but talking about Sinners a little bit and a lot of other movies that I watched. I watched a lot of movies over the weekend, so just discuss that. And then threw in a little anime in there, but check me out.
Yeah, no, I don't really have anything. Again, this week it's kind of slow. You know, we haven't even talked about NBA playoffs. G, you got a team in the playoffs. James has a team in the playoffs. I got another rookie of the year on my team. You know what I'm saying? It's real nice. We haven't done sports in a while. I'm just saying we don't have to do it today. It's just been bothering me.
We can bring the segment back.
We can talk about it.
Follow the podcast on Instagram at bruisingbanter_pod. Keep liking, subscribing, following, all that stuff. James told us we got 65 followers across streaming platforms. So, hey, we're growing, and it's because of y'all. We appreciate you. We love you. I'm going to end or close out with this. If you're in the surrounding area, you've probably heard about this Facebook group. It's this Are We Dating the Same Guy page.
Oh, and
this individual decided to flip the script and create a page that was basically exposing women who were homie hopping, as it was put. I'm just gonna say this. Listen, the woman's page was created to protect other women. Men being the fucking men that we are, they just wanted something to be angry about, and they wanted to just expose these girls if there was anything to expose and do wrong by them. Just to call people out. So listen, men, stop being petty. All right. Everybody talks about, like, yeah, men used to be men, and just wake up and do the right thing every day. That's all you got to do. It's not a hard life. Choose the right thing to do. Unless, of course, somebody cuts you off in traffic, then in that case, hey, we're the Wild Wild West. But in the meantime, in between time, that's been episode 65. We hope you come back for 66. Peace.